Well, welcome back. Nice to be able to get back into the swing of things here and have a win right away.
For sure, yeah. I mean, watching from afar there for a few days, the boys have been doing really good, and I was happy to be able to come in and just continue our success with the team right now.
You wanted to make sure that continued. You didn't want to be coming in here and have a loss right away.
Yeah, no, with the guys going 4-0, and if I came back and we had a loss, I was like, oh, no, what? Joe might send me home or something, hey?
How difficult a game was that to play tonight? You get a 13-0 lead, and it almost seems like your mind starts to wander a little bit.
Yeah, it's hard. You gotta find ways to lock in and make every at-bat matter. I mean, it's kind of just how baseball works, because you play so many games, and there's going to be lots of times like that where you just got to make every at-bat count because it'll add up at the end of the year.
What do you like about what you see from this group, even though it's just one game?
I mean, I think our defense is good. We might have had an error or two, but I think overall it looks really good. Our outfield's big and fast. We got a lot more power. I mean, I've seen a lot of barrels happening today, and it's pretty cool to watch.
What was the biggest takeaway for you playing Division I with Indiana State this winter?
I think I learned a lot more about what it takes to be at the highest level. Just going out and competing with the best guys every day, it was really, really a lot of fun, and I think it made me a lot better over the year, too.
Are you MLB draft eligible this year?
No, I'm not till next year.
Not till next year,
okay. Yeah.
Carter, you come up to the team this season, and we all know kind of how last year started for the team, and you come up in a 5-1 record through your first six games. What kind of confidence is that, not only giving yourself, but coming back into the locker room and seeing how loose the guys are playing right now?
I mean, it's awesome to see the guys like this. Like everyone's loose. Everyone's having fun. I mean, complete 360 to what we had last year for sure. I mean, it was getting tense in there trying to figure out, get it turned around. But now it's, 6-1 or 5-1 start now. It's really nice to see all the guys, and it's going to make meshing a lot easier this year, too.
When you look back on last year for yourself and the team as well, what's kind of the biggest things that stand out about just the success that you guys had and trying to carry that through into this year?
I think finding our identity last year was a big thing, and we kind of continued that into this year. I mean, we had a few guys return, like who are already here returned, and I think they did a good job showing what our identity was early in the season, because after that loss in Weyburn, I mean, they turned around the next game, because I think that just shows what the Berries are about and that's kind of our identity.
I've noticed the first few games covering it here, there's some number 20 Beck jerseys in the crowd. What's that mean to you, and to see the impact in a short amount of time that you've had here in Saskatoon?
I mean, it's so cool to see that. It's what keeps me going when I don't want to go sometimes, and just seeing all the fans back in Saskatchewan who just love to tag along. It's almost surreal to see how much people are invested in what I'm doing. It's so cool. I mean, just can't say enough about it. And thank you to all of them.
Who's more popular, you or Menard, when he finally gets back?
Oh, I don't know. Menard's Menard. People love Menard. Yeah.
He's a bit of a character.
Oh, yeah.
The times we talked with Joe about you coming into year number two, he's talked about even seeing more from you out of just leadership and being able to help along the new guys. How much do you relish that opportunity here, just with the experience you had last year and being one of the guys that they're going to be leaning upon in a lot of different areas?
I mean, I love that opportunity. I mean, I'm going to walk into Indiana State and be in the same situation. So I've been in these kind of roles all my life, kind of, and it's kind of nice to be back into them. I mean, you're not going to be as much your freshman years of college, so it's kind of cool to be getting back into those roles, and I'm really excited about it, and like just ready to help younger guys out and whatever they need to try and help them become their best.
Last year was such a new experience for everybody, but to have the experience of walking up when they announced number 20 leading off and to have the reaction from the crowd, how special of a moment is that for you?
I mean, it was really cool. It just shows how much our fans care too, and how much people have been believing in me and following along, and it's just so cool for me to hear that. I even had one of the catcher goes, "Holy, that's a lot of claps." I'm like, I don't know what to say.